From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest. This is Brogue, in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Patter met Brogue on a country road one autumn afternoon when the rain had just stopped and the air had gone clean and damp. Patter had been walking, he walks regularly, when he had seen an elder border collie sitting under a small wooden lean-to beside the road. The collie had been wearing a worn flat cap and a long coat that had clearly seen many seasons. He had been whittling a small stick. He had looked up as Patter approached. He had said, "Ah, lad, mind you come in now to the wet." Patter had said, "Thank you. I am Patter." The collie had said, "Aye, I'm Brogue. Set you down." Patter had sat. They had talked for perhaps an hour. In that hour, Patter had noticed something essential for dialogue craft. Brogue's speech had been deeply consistent. He used exactly 4 or 5 signature words. "Aye, lad, mind ye, in my day, by and by." And these signature words had appeared naturally and regularly through every sentence he spoke. His sentence rhythm had been measured. His vocabulary had been folk rustic. His attitude had been quiet patience. The combination had been immediately recognizable. You could hear Brogue speaking even with your eyes closed. This had been, Patter realized, exactly voice consistency. Brogue was himself in every sentence. There was no line he spoke that did not sound like Brogue. If you had to pick Brogue's line out of a paragraph spoken by 10 different characters, you could do it instantly. Patter had said, "You are voice consistent."
Brogue had said, "Aye, lad. Same voice, same words, same lilt. In my day, we called it being a person. Now folks call it voice consistency. Either way, it is the same thing." Patter had said, "Would you come to my pocket workshop?" Brogue had said, "By and by. I have stick whittling to finish." He had finished. Then he had come. He has been in the workshop ever since. The elder presence, the voice consistency demonstrator.
In Patter's introductory lesson on voice consistency, he gestures at Brogue, who is, as always, in his worn flat cap, whittling a small stick, and says, "This is Brogue. Listen to him for 1 minute. Notice his signature words. Notice his sentence rhythm. Notice his vocabulary. He is himself in every sentence. That is voice consistency." Patter then asks Brogue to speak a few lines for the class. Brogue obliges. "Aye, lad, the weather is fair today. Mind ye not get caught in the wind. In my day, we called this kind of afternoon a soft afternoon. Soft because the air is gentle. Soft because the rain has stopped. By and by you will know what I mean." The students hear Brogue in every sentence, the same signature words, the same rhythm, the same vocabulary, the same attitude. They could not mistake the speech for any other character speech.
Patter says, "This is what you want in your characters, voice that is recognizably the same across every line they speak. If your character's lines could be said by anyone in the story, the voice is not yet consistent. The voice should be audibly that character's." He gives them a practical exercise. Pick 3 signature words your character uses regularly. Pick 1 sentence rhythm pattern they favor. Short clipped lines, long flowing ones, questions, statements. Pick 1 vocabulary range: formal, rustic, technical, colloquial. Then write every line of dialogue for that character with those signatures. You will hear the voice settle. The students try it. Their characters become recognizable. Brogue nods. He whittles. He says in his slow, weathered voice, "Aye, the voice is the same.
same words, same lilt, same character. By and by, you will hear it in your own writing. When students ask Patter whether voice consistency is hard, Patter says, quoting Brogue, "It is not hard. It is being yourself in every line. Pick the signature words, pick the rhythm, pick the vocabulary. Write every line in that voice. The character will settle."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Brogue. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.